When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1304, Gut Health, by Becca Schoen of minimalwellness.com, and I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, happy Sunday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free. It's kind of like an audiobook, but with articles instead, and from a bunch of different authors, and always with permission from the site. On Fridays, I do something a little different. I answer your questions. You can send one in to health@oldpodcast.com. And with that, let's hear today's article and continue optimizing your life. Gut Health by Becca Schoen of minimalwellness.com. Living within your gastrointestinal tract are 100 trillion microbes from over 1,000 different species, collectively referred to as the gut microbiome. Recent research into the microbial world within our bodies has illuminated many previously unknown connections to our overall health. Indeed, the human body is an ecosystem with many sub-ecosystems, such as the gut. And just like the environment, when one of those ecosystems malfunctions, it compromises the entire system. So why is gut health so important? Microorganisms in our gut help us properly digest foods, particularly complex carbohydrates and dietary fiber. They also produce vitamins like vitamins K, B12, and biotin, and short-chain fatty acids, and they secrete chemical compounds that perform nervous system signaling and mood regulation functions like serotonin, GABA, dopamine, tryptophan, and more. Around 50% of dopamine and 90% of the body's serotonin are synthesized in the digestive tract. Together, dopamine, serotonin, and GABA form a trio of neurotransmitters that are essential for regulating mood, including feelings of happiness, alertness, and satisfaction. Serotonin is also connected to carbohydrate cravings, sleep cycles, pain management, digestion, and immune system function. The neurotransmitters and other signaling chemicals produced in the gut travel to and communicate with the brain via the gut-brain axis, which is a combination of immune, neural, and neuroendocrine pathways. Because of the gut-brain connection, gut health is directly intertwined with mental health and stress responses. When gut health suffers, so does our ability to potentially handle stress and other everyday mental challenges. The gut microbiome is also an integral component of the human immune system, providing a first line of defense against pathogens. Some researchers believe as much as 70% of our immunity resides in the gut, and proper functioning of our immune system relies on an intact intestinal wall. The intestinal wall is critical to prevent bacteria, pathogens, partly digested food compounds, metabolic wastes, and chemicals from entering our bloodstream. But the intestinal wall can be damaged via multiple modes of gut dysbiosis, including infections, psychological stress, Western dietary habits, chronic inflammation, long-term use of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, or NSAIDs, excessive alcohol intake, antibiotics, food sensitivities, fungal or yeast imbalances, and small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, or SIBO. Damage to the intestinal wall can result in increased intestinal permeability, a condition commonly referred to as leaky gut. In leaky gut, compounds that are not supposed to enter the bloodstream do. This passage of foreign compounds into the bloodstream is thought to be involved in many disease states, including anxiety, depression, hyperactivity, irritable bowel syndrome or IBS, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, multiple sclerosis, obesity, type 2 diabetes, and food and environmental allergies. Some of the most common causes of gut dysbiosis include the overuse of antibiotics, our highly stressed lives, and our consumption of heavily processed foods. One of the reasons our food supply in particular is so damaging to our gut is that microorganisms are the enemy of our industrialized food system. Microorganisms can cause food to spoil quickly, although microbial fermentation of foods is one of the oldest methods of food preservation, which leads to lost profit for food corporations. Whenever possible, food companies remove microorganisms from the food products they sell. Produce is washed in antimicrobial baths, and meat is treated with ammonium hydroxide. While these processing aids are FDA approved and are generally recognized as safe, the removal of harmful and spoilage microorganisms, which are the well-intended goal of these processes, also eliminates beneficial microorganisms and adds unnecessary chemicals to our food supply. Unfortunately, our food supply is not the only place we no longer encounter bacteria. Our homes, offices, schools, and other public spaces are also overly sanitized. Just as with food, we sanitize our environment to remove dangerous bacteria, but the beneficial bacteria get wiped out too. Without good bacteria entering and colonizing our bodies from our food and our environment, we become perfect hosts for pathogenic microorganisms. It's ironic that the food, cleaning products, and sanitizers that are sold and marketed to the public as health-promoting insidiously kill off a key component of the human ecosystem. Research is demonstrating that those living in Western societies have far less microbial diversity than those living in other parts of the world. This lack of bacterial variety, or the number of unique species and the total number of microorganisms, means we are likely missing bacterial species that are critical for health, and it also leaves our systems more vulnerable to infection and disease. Our weak guts may be one of the reasons we feel chronically exhausted or crave carbohydrates and also look for external sources of pleasure and reward. When our microbiome is imbalanced, we have lower neurotransmitter production and signaling, and as a consequence, we find it more difficult to feel happy, alert, and satisfied. To make up some of that emotional deficit, we seek out ways of artificially boosting those feelings via activities such as shopping, social media, email, and even professional achievement. We feel terrible, so we buy stuff, eat a donut, scroll through Instagram, or all three, but after the dopamine and serotonin hits, that wears off. We're right back to where we started. In a perverse way, our modern consumerist lifestyle is both a cause and a reinforcer of ill health. We are most susceptible to marketing and societal pressure when we are looking for something, anything, to help us feel better. Indeed, the consumer model functions best when we, the consumers, feel the worst. Thankfully, we are in control of our actions and of our health. We can all begin and take action somewhere in our lives in order to feel better, and working to restore gut health is something everyone can benefit from. While it's certainly not a sexy topic, the gut microbiome and intestinal wall integrity is directly or indirectly tied to just about every other aspect of human health: energy, weight, muscle mass, skin, hair, immunity, sleep, digestion. And as discussed, inflammation and stress both cause and exacerbate gut dysbiosis and leaky gut. Therefore, reducing inflammation and stress are central recommendations for improving gut health. A diet for optimal gut health includes ample amounts of anti-inflammatory foods that help heal and nourish the gut and also contain and feed beneficial bacteria. Oh, and minimizing added sugars is also helpful. You just listened to the post titled Gut Health by Becca Schern of minimalwellness.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil again here. There's so much we still don't know about how the microbiome affects every other cell in the body. Back when I was in school, which was some time ago now, we were starting to learn that the immune system, that many of the immune cells are actually located in the gut. That was a new finding back then. We have now, of course, confirmed that theory. But what about the gut-brain axis? Well, we're learning more and more about that each day. I would say right now, it's a lot of theory, a lot of speculation, so we don't know for sure whether a leaky gut, for example, would lead to dementia or Alzheimer's. That's just one theory. And I actually went into some detail about leaky gut and the gut-brain axis in a Q&A episode a while back. And my conclusion was this. In order to try and promote a healthy gut, one of the best things you can do is incorporate whole foods as much as possible. You don't have to avoid processed foods, but try and cut back a little bit. So what I'm talking about are simple carbohydrates, sodas, candy, you get the idea. But consuming vegetables, fruits in moderation, minimally processed grains that are a good source of fiber, those are the things that will help keep your microbiome in good shape. What about yogurt and kefir and Yakult? Those probably couldn't hurt, just you don't need to go crazy with those. The problem is we just don't know whether those good bacteria found in those products actually make it to your intestines or whether your stomach destroys most of those bacteria before it gets to where it needs to go. There are probiotic supplements that may benefit some folks. I would definitely check with your doctors first to be sure that it's safe for you to consume because believe it or not, sometimes these probiotics can interfere with your medications. All right, that should do it for today. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening every day. Thank you for sharing the show with someone. I hope you're having a fantastic weekend, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.